Item 961, authorize application to the U.S. Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs, Bureau of Justice Assistance for a grant in the amount of $385,515 for the Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistance Grant Programs, fiscal year 2017. Local solicitation to assist the Portland Metropolitan Area Law Enforcement and Criminal Justice Community to prevent and reduce crime and violence.
And I think we have Bob DeLacy here. Yes, very good. Come on down.
Morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning.
Commissioners, my name is Bob DeLacy, Business Operations Manager for Portland Police Bureau. The item we have before us is the Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistance Grant Program for fiscal year 2017 application. On September 5th, the City of Portland will submit an application to the U.S. Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs, Bureau of Justice Assistance for the Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistance Grant, also known as JAG. It's the program for fiscal year 2017 local solicitation. Edward Eddie R. Byrne, a New York City police officer, was killed while on duty in 1988. The Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistance Grant Program was established by the Department of Justice, which directs funding to local law enforcement agencies with the primary concept being to enhance officer safety via equipment, technology, and training. The 2017 JAG funds will be made under disparate certification to the City of Portland and the City of Gresham. The JAG solicitation requires the city to submit a joint application for the aggregate eligible allocation to all disparate municipalities and to also act as fiscal agent for the grant. An intergovernmental agreement will be executed with the City of Gresham in order to obligate agency roles and responsibilities at the time of the grant award. The grant agreement will be executed with LifeWorks Northwest in order to obligate agency roles and responsibilities at the time of the grant award. Department of Justice has notified the city that it will award a grant in the amount of $385,515 with no match requirement. The award is allocated based on a statutory formula provided by the Bureau of Justice Statistics. The City of Portland will receive $296,723, and the City of Gresham will receive $88,792. The Police Bureau will utilize their JAG funding for the following three items: to hire one full-time equivalent training and development analyst for approximately 24 months. This position will be pivotal in the development and implementation of the Police Bureau's equity training plan. Contract with LifeWorks Northwest to coordinate treatment, temporary housing, counseling, and training opportunities for individuals involved in prostitution-related offenses at a cost of $110,000 for the New Options for Women program for approximately 11 months. The Bureau's Youth Services Division will host a regional training for 45 school resource officers at the Bureau's training facility and send new Bureau SRO personnel to the National Leadership Summit presented by the National Association of School Resource Officers. The City of Gresham Police Department will use their allocated portion of JAG funding to purchase non-fixed solid metal fencing, a security gate, and a camera system for the patrol vehicle parking lot. They will also fund officer overtime for their Every 15 Minutes program for area high schools. As part of the required solicitation review process, the Police Bureau posted the grant solicitation and Bureau contact information on the city's Police Bureau webpage on August 8, 2017. Visitors to the site were able to view a description of the grant program, the solicitation, and fiscal services contact information. The solicitation will be removed and the application posted on September 5th, 2017. Visitors to the site will be encouraged to contact Fiscal Services if they have any questions or concerns about the application or about the application process. This public governing body review of the draft application document provides an opportunity for public comment and involvement, which satisfies a requirement of the Justice Assistance Grant solicitation process. At this time, do you have any questions regarding the grant application?
Colleagues, any question? Very good. Any public testimony on this item?
They left. No.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Watchdog X. Again, I like the LifeWorks program. I agree they should have this funding, and I hope they get additional funding in the future. I think it's a great program. Another issue I have is that on the Gresham, and I hate to say this, on using the money for fencing and various things like that, just in my own position, in my own opinion, I kind of question the use of that money for fencing around a parking lot and different things like that. I would much rather see this type of funding going toward such as a LifeWorks and utilizing the current program they have where this funding goes to, and just have Gresham come in and use their general fund for, you know, infrastructure on parking lots. So that's my opinion, whether people want to agree with me or not, but it's kind of where certain money goes, and this is a special program to go in certain directions. Another issue I have on this is I understand Multnomah County elected not to participate on this grant application. I wasn't quite sure why they would not want to participate with you on this. Did they receive funding in the past already from this program? So just in this information, it just said that Multnomah County at this time elected not to participate. And again, I think it's a great program. Definitely approve the grants. One of the things I did have a little bit of an understanding is when we were looking at the total amount of the grant, and then it appeared to say it was over, like, if I'm correct, a 3 to 4 year time frame. Was that money going to be implemented in certain amounts, or am I kind of looking at that wrong? Is there going to be more money coming down the line in the years from this program? I was a little unclear on that. And like I say, if you look at the dates, it goes out quite a ways on the date. So I was a little unclear on that, on how they were going to fund the actual grant money and when it would be delivered to these different programs. Thank you.
Thank you. Bob, did we have any sense of that, how the funds actually get allocated? Should we be extended the grant?
The allocation of the funding is up to the participating agencies. So the city of Gresham and the county are listed as disparate agencies. And should they choose to apply for the grant, we would come up with an agreed upon amount. This is a successor grant to the local law enforcement block grant. So as such, we've essentially been receiving funding from this and its predecessor program for 20 years. And the proportion at which it has been shared with the disparate agencies has been relatively constant on a percentage basis.
So do they issue us a lump sum and then we determine locally how to allocate it between the partners?
It can be managed both ways. The way we treat this is as a reimbursement grant when we have gone and established a set of expenditures that match the application process or any revisions that take place over time. We would submit that for reimbursement, as
and
is the case
with
most grants.
Is this a one-year grant, or how does
this
it
This is over a three-year
three
period.
Three-year period. Okay, and so we set the pace, presumably, over
yes.
that three-year period based on the expenditures as we've chosen to divide them with the city of Gresham and these nonprofits.
That is correct.
Okay, that's helpful for me, too. Very good. Colleagues, any further questions before we move this one? This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading.